An artist in Washington, D.C. lost his job because of the pandemic, so he went into his workshop to find order and comfort. He's been making automatons. These are mechanical figurines that come to life when you crank them. Here is his postcard from quarantine.
My name is Don Becker, and I am 57 years old. I was working as a scenic painter for an events company. Got laid off. No crowds, so no events. An automata is a mechanical sculpture. Anything you sort of turn with a crank to get things to move. You know, it's a watchmaker, clockmaker sort of thing. What I've got here is a little woodcutter who is standing in front of some trees, and he's got his axe all ready to go. When you turn the cranks, he starts to turn, and as he turns, his axe comes for the tree, and right before the axe hits the tree bends out of the way. So he misses. Well, I'm going to give another shot. Whoop! Tree does the same thing again. At this point, the third tree, which is sort of standing off the side, the limb, comes down and knocks him on the head. So a little tree payback, so to speak. I like to make my automata with all the guts seen, all the little gears and all the levers and cams right there so you can actually watch it. If you just see a little man standing on a platform jumping up and down, it's like, okay, yeah, that's kind of fun. But I think seeing the gears and the very, you know, because it takes a lot of time to make it all work. Little guy in a straight jacket. He's in a little padded cell. And when you turn the crank, he flips back and forth trying to beat himself all around the padded cell. I find it most humorous. You are telling a little story, a little vignette. There's a quote from an automata maker in England. Something along the lines is that automata is jokes for people with short attention spans. This is a new little guy here standing on a platform with a mask on. So when you turn the crank, he then drops the mask from his face. And just as he does that, this giant coronavirus will then come out of nowhere and just squish him completely down to a little pile of goo. It's nothing for me to just be in my studio 8 to 10 hours a day. And I don't even have a clock in my studio. That's the knock on the door from my wife saying, are you going to be there all night? Have you eaten anything? She's the timekeeper. I just make them for myself. I have sold them in the past, but at this point, I just make it because I just think it's fun and it's a great way to spend the time as I'm finding ways to deal with time on my hands.
That's Don Becker. He's an artist who makes automatons in Washington, D.C.